Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I'm a 25-year-old man who is not circumcised, and my foreskin is never retracted. From what I know, this is uncommon. The opening is just much smaller than the head of my penis. Are there health concerns I should be aware of about this? I'm asexual, so I'm less worried about discomfort during intercourse, which I might never engage in, than I am about hygiene.
Although most men have retractable foreskins by the time they're 18 years old, some men have conditions that keep the foreskin from retracting well into adulthood. Very often, men want to be able to retract the foreskin as part of their masturbation or sexual behaviors with a partner. Being asexual, I can understand that you may never envision yourself engaging in these types of sexual behaviors if you don't have the desire to do so. However, you make a good point about hygiene. Even though the opening at the top of your foreskin is very small, there is still an opening, and this means that it is possible that irritants could make their way through the opening or that you might otherwise have smegma, which is buildup of skin cells and oils that may cause a bad odor or irritation over time. Then again, you may be one of the lucky ones to avoid any problems. The good news is that should you choose to want to be able to retract foreskin for cleaning purposes, there are often non-surgical options available. Some doctors will prescribe creams that can reduce inflammation if that's an issue or make the foreskin more flexible. Some healthcare providers also recommend stretching of the opening, which can make the opening larger and help make retracting the foreskin easier to do. Less often, surgical interventions are recommended. If you'd like more information about your particular case, including finding out why you're unable to retract your foreskin and what your treatment options might be, you might find it helpful to speak with a urologist. Urologists specialize in issues related to the male reproductive tract and are often good resources for health issues related to the penis and foreskin, as well as issues related to erections and ejaculation. I hope this is helpful and best of luck to you.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question:
my girlfriend's vagina gets very dry during intercourse. I use a lot of lubricant, but even then it gets dry again after 10 minutes, sometimes so dry that it damages the condom. Any ideas?
Women's bodies vary in their degrees of wetness and dryness during sexual activity. Generally speaking, women's vaginas tend to become more wet thanks to natural vaginal lubrication when women are feeling relaxed, comfortable, and sexually aroused. As a result, a woman may find that she becomes more wet during foreplay and engaging in sex play that feels good, pleasurable, and arousing to her. I wonder if the two of you are able to talk about sex and share what feels good to each of you. If not, you both may find it helpful and find that it enhances your sexual intimacy to talk to each other about your likes and dislikes. It's also important to talk about sex in ways that make sure you both want to be sexual with each other in this way, and that you both are feeling emotionally and physically comfortable with your choice to have sex with each other. Sometimes women and men are worried that if they don't have sex with their partner, that their partner will become mad or want to break up with them. Are you sure that your girlfriend feels comfortable about her decision to have sex with you in this way? What about birth control? You mentioned that you're using condoms, so I'm guessing that you two don't want to become pregnant right now. However, you also mentioned that sometimes the condom is damaged because the friction is high with sex. You feel like this is because her vagina is dry, and that may be true. But it's also true that condoms themselves can make sex feel more dry, even when a woman's vagina is fairly wet. Although you add lubricant, many people find that because water-based lubricant absorbs quickly into the body, that they need to reapply it often, especially if sex goes on for a long time. Perhaps using a silicone-based lubricant, which tends to last longer, would be helpful for making sex more comfortable and pleasurable and reducing the risk of condom damage. I mention this too because if your girlfriend is worried about becoming pregnant, she may not feel very relaxed or comfortable, and this can impair her ability to lubricate. In short, please consider talking more with each other about your feelings about being sexual with each other, about what feels good and what doesn't, as well as consider talking about birth control and perhaps using a lubricant that lasts longer during sex. Comfortable, pleasurable sex is usually possible, but it takes communication between two partners.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.